Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the only podcast that the Jews don't want you to listen to. More on that later. The man in front of me, part shareholder of Adidas, Yeezy owner and enthusiast, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am the Kanye West of crazy white guys.
Yeah, Quebec humor.
I think Elon Musk is probably the Kanye West of white guys.
Yeah, he's very eccentric, but he never has anything like hateful to say.
No.
The Kanye, you know what it is? He's the Kanye West.
Yeah, he has very hateful things.
Poseidon is the Kanye West of podcasting.
If you take everything that Kanye is good at, that's us. Everything that Kanye is bad, it's him.
Yeah.
So all three of us are Kanye.
We're making beats for the people, and you're out there beating minorities.
Yeah. I'm a god.
Did you see that Adidas dropped him?
Yeah, they did.
I'm not happy about that.
And plus, there was a thing that, it was founded by Nazis in the...
Everything was founded by Nazis. So was NASA.
Yeah, but there was one thing. I saw this fucking comic on the internet. She was writing, she was like, Adidas is short for Adolf, because the founder was Adolf Dassler.
Is that why it's called Adidas? I thought it was All Day, I Dream About Sex.
No, so it was Addy was his nickname, and his last name is Dassler, so Adidas.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, and then she's like, he was a German, and he made clothes for the he made that, and in the 1936 Olympics, he made shoes that he gave to Jesse Owens. He's a Nazi. Jesse Owens is a black guy. That's the worst fucking Nazi. That you have your fucking your weird prince or whatever you want to call fucking Hitler, who fucking hates everyone, and you're like, oh yeah, I hate them too, and then you're like, hey, my black friend, here's some shoes, beat all the world records.
Imagine being her friend and she's telling you, this fucking guy, you know how much of a Nazi he is? He's giving shit to black guys.
Yeah.
He's associating with the blacks.
But then after that, I saw other things. They took that out of describing him as a Nazi. They were like, he made shoes for the army. And then you're like...
But everybody had to.
He's a German that makes shoes.
For Germans.
So if there's a war and you're like, okay, hey, shoemaker, make shoes. I don't like your politics. It's going to be fucking two in the back of the head.
Yeah, two in the back of the head.
Not two in the fucking face.
Not only that, you know how people go like, oh, well, he was part of... You know who else was 100% a part of the Nazi regime? Germany. The entire country was Nazi Germany. So are we just going to bomb them and there's no road to redemption? The kids now, is it their fault? The association of Adidas is crazy to me.
Like,
you've been wearing Adidas for years, people. Now they're Nazis. Yeah.
Well, there's Hugo Boss, Volkswagen, BMW, Mercedes.
There's a old German guy that got murdered in near Sherbrooke last week.
Why?
He was in his 90s, and his house mysteriously caught on fire, and then it said, and the title was Hitler's soldier, blah blah blah. Dies in a mysterious fire. And then I'm like, Hitler's soldier. And I start reading it. When he was 17, he was this Austrian kid. They forced him into the army, and then he didn't want to, and then he ran away, and then they brought him back, and then the Germans lost the war, and then he was a prisoner of war for a while. And then when he got out, he moved to Canada. And he was a professor. He went to university, became a professor at Concordia, and he was a well-respected professor. But then he wrote a book about the atrocities that he saw during the war. And as soon as he wrote that, then he lost his career because people were like, instead of, because he was saying, I saw horrible things, these guys
did
this.
He didn't say he's for it.
But yeah, but he was saying what he had seen. And but they people were like, he was a Nazi. He was a Nazi. So then he had to fucking flee Montreal or move from Montreal. And then he moved out in the middle of nowhere in the country. And he lived on this fucking wherever. And then like in his 90s, he gets murdered.
So this guy lived his whole life. He tried to escape from Nazi Germany. He finally got out of it. He saw these atrocities. He contributed to society. He was a professor. He did science. He wrote a book.
He dies as Hitler's friend.
He dies as Hitler's friend. Like, yeah. People are so dumb. They're unhelpable. But same thing with Kanye. I saw his interview with Lex Friedman. He's just unwell. The guy's a bit of, he can't articulate. I don't think he hates anyone. I think he just can't speak properly.
Yeah. He's on a, like a... I don't know if this is technically a high or a low, but
he's on something.
Yeah, he's on something.
He's on something.
I watched the interview. He was like, it was like this yellow room type of shit, right?
What?
What?
It was like,
no, I'm talking about Alex Friedman.
Think you were staring at the sun.
Yeah.
Kanye West, right? It was a podcast. Was it Lex Friedman?
I don't know. How am I going to know what's going on in your memory?
So he was saying,
did
like,
you just ask me? Just for my memory.
Wait, close your eyes and concentrate real hard.
So I can tell you what you're thinking.
No. Wait, is it? Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it is.
He was saying how he was jealous of the Jews, basically.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he said that. He said that on Drink Champs.
Okay. Yeah. He didn't really say anything. Like, the way he said it is kind of fucked up. But like I've been saying for the longest time, like I wish we were like the Jews. Like I've been saying.
Whoa! No, in terms of whoa! It's the thing is, Kanye has the Poseidon syndrome. He's got a lot of stuff that he wants to do and say. They all come out at the same time, and sometimes it doesn't make any sense, and you could misinterpret it as something else.
Yeah.
But it's not the intention. Is not what comes out of his mouth. Like the way I speak in English, how I could articulate, I can't articulate as well in French. So sometimes you'll be like,
is that why you keep on saying, Le Christ de Juif?
Exactly. I'm talking about smoked meat. It's all smoked meat related.
I have a fucking, my shoulder hurts. That's why I'm always like this. I'm stretching.
We had the Halloween episode of The Intellectuals.
Oh my God.
And Hitler was dressed as Adolf Hitler. And
wait, what?
Who was dressed as Hitler?
Oh, sorry. Hitler was Guido. Did I say Hitler was dressed as Adolf Hitler?
He was dressed as a fat Charlie Chaplin.
Without the hat, he's Hitler. So, and I kept, he didn't realize, but I was like, okay, we have to mime stuff. And I'm making everybody mime different stuff. And him, like, are you hailing a cab? It's far away. He's like, he's whistling, he's trying, he's not realizing. And I can't wait to see what the fans come up with him hailing cabs dressed as a Nazi.
He didn't get that you were doing
at all. He didn't get it either until I just said it right now.
Take the hat off?
He didn't get it. He had the hat off. He gave the hat to the
dressed as Charlie Chaplin, as soon as someone says, take the hat off, I'll be like, go fuck yourself. If I take the hat off, it's because it's here, I'm twirling that little stick cane.
Hold on, so what was mine? What was the purpose of mine?
I can't remember what I had.
But
the whole gag was just meant to go to him and get him to do that.
Oh,
so I made you guys do different
stuff. You were Obelix from the aesthetics.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. And then the Gimp was the new guy? Okay.
Yeah, Claudio. And then Adam was Adam fit right into his role.
He was so scary. I saw a picture of him, and he looks scared because he looks happy.
Dude, yeah,
he was so happy.
Oh my god! I even told him. He's like, he was laughing. How wacky was that laugh,
dude? It was insane.
Was he supposed to be John Wayne Gacy, or he was just a regular clown?
He was supposed to be Pennywise, but he turned into John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, he looked scarier than John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, he's terrifying because he's on that spectrum.
Yeah,
he's on the murder spectrum. If he gets angry enough,
I don't know if he's either gonna do manslaughter or 19 fucking.
Yeah,
kills.
He's getting decided.
Fucking mental.
So we had that in.
I don't know if he is mental, but
he is mental.
No, he's 100%.
Yeah, he's 100%. But he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy.
Yeah, if I knew him better, I'd loan him $30,000. If ever he needs money, just tell him.
Oh, no,
I got a bit of money.
He's gonna listen to
that. I got money laying around.
Don't stop telling me.
I got money laying around, looking for some investments. I want to loan money to people that might not give it back, and if they do, there's going to be no interest. Yeah. I'm going to make that sweet Jewish money.
Yeah. Hey, clown, you look successful. So we had that episode. It was just
lunacy. Is Adam
lunacy.
Jewish? Adam is Jewish,
No, he's not
right?
Jewish.
He's not? Jewish, no. Oh, shit. He's, I was sure he was Jewish.
He's Jewish adjacent, though. He looks like a Jew from a distance.
Yeah.
Czech, I think.
Czech oh, Republic. I don't know.
I think you should check.
Yeah, you should check it out. Yeah. But yeah, so Kanye is losing it a bit. And a lot of, I just don't like the, I'll tell you why I don't like the outrage. I get it. Like, obviously, you don't want people saying hateful things, this and that. But you could tell that he's unwell. And they're taking it like he's a serious person talking to, look, is he serious or is he nuts? Yeah. You can't have both.
By the way, I'm on TikTok.
We know.
I have watched videos of Jews duetting his video and agreeing with everything he says.
What did he say?
About him being jealous of the Jews, of how they work.
But that's not what they're mad at. And they're not mad at that. They're mad that he said these fucking Jews control the media. And that's what they're mad at.
I understand that.
When you go,
that.
I've seen Jews. There's like three Jewish guys. And it might be just an Italian guy.
Pretending to be Jewish.
No, they had that Barabaps and the...
Yeah, but Adam, you put a wig on Adam, he's Jewish. And he looks Jewish. He hasn't got a Jewish name.
But, yeah, but they like that thing, which makes sense. He said, yo, these guys are cool. They got their shit together. I wish I had my shit together. He's like, thank you. But I see who's duetting when he goes, these fucking Jews control the media. That's when they're like, what are you talking about, bro?
The only person
he's not wrong, but he's not wrong in the sense that all those people that are in those companies are Jewish, but it's not a conspiracy is what people are trying to say. They go, they didn't conspire together. They said, this is our domain.
That's like saying if Greeks control the restaurants.
Yeah.
Because
we all got together.
A lot of restaurants in Montreal, like probably half of the restaurants.
92%, I think.
Are Greek, but that doesn't mean Greeks control restaurants.
No, they hate each other. They all fight. Yeah. They
you can have Italians with restaurants. Yeah. You don't want a British person with a restaurant, but you get French with restaurants.
Yeah. So that's why. But I feel just that he's lost it a bit.
No, definitely.
He's not
definitely.
A serious person.
But people get... You know what's fucked up? Like, I saw, and this isn't about Kanye, this is about Bill Murray. I saw how people, as soon as you were big and you there's one thing you do, people are happy to see someone big fall.
Very communist, yeah.
There's nothing that people like more than someone with success that loses it all.
Yeah,
that makes everyone happy.
That's a communist mind state. The capitalist mind state is you see someone that's big and you want to get big.
Yeah.
Cause if I tear you down and I'm living in the gutter, I'm still living in the gutter. Yeah. My life hasn't changed. You should always work to better yourself.
You see, like that's why when I was watching Kanye, I was like, one day he's gonna insult people like me. That's how I saw it. I was like, one day he's gonna insult me and my family.
Yeah, so these fucking French Canadians, bro. I've been to Quebec. I talk about the Jews here, but in Quebec, believe it or not, French Canadians run the media. Yeah. They run the media. Yeah, so funny. He's unwell a bit, but more functional, I will say, than Poseidon.
Oh, speaking of running the media in French Quebec, I got a weird offer today, and my manager was like, look, this is a very weird offer. He goes, TVA, the big French network, they're doing a talk show with Martin Matt. Martin Matt, my friend's going to host a talk show. And he goes, for the pilot, and I was like, fuck, they want me to do the pilot? I go, I'm not going to do the pilot. He goes, no. They know about the setup you have at the Bordel with all the cameras, the lighting, everything. They would like to rent the Bordel and rent your equipment so that they can film the pilot. And I was like, that's fucking mental. The TV... TV is asking...
Can I record your podcast?
A web guy that has fucking cameras in a bar... Like, fucking TV is so broken.
Holy
we
shit.
We need Jews to come to Quebec.
Yeah.
Big show business.
Look, Kanye's talking shit about you. Come here. Come here.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you, Jews.
This is crazy.
Yeah, that's a weird. That's very. I agree. It's very strange.
They don't have their shit together at all.
No, but I told him. Like I told Michelle, I was like, yeah, and tell them, they can do it.
They're gonna pay TV prices.
No. But I was like, but they have to hire. I was like, and he goes, no, I know. They need either Chuck or Yan. I was like, they need both. They need both.
Hire
and
both.
I want both of them just watching what everyone's doing. So if someone's filming, do it like, you know, at the Bell Center, if you show up with your lighting guy, their lighting guy is a union, so he'll be like, okay, yeah, and just judging. So I want to have Chuck and Yan judging the TVA.
Yes! Oh, is that how you're going to do it? Okay, no, no.
There's something really funny about that.
I get what you're doing because you're uneducated. But carry on. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of uneducated, though, this buffoon of a man has been dropping the ball on everything he's done in the last 2 weeks.
He's been the best helper.
For the past week and a half.
To the point where I thought it was on purpose.
I'll start saying the things that he fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So first thing he fucked up was, I'll go.
Chronologically?
Yeah, I think chronologically. Okay. First thing, I was going to Florida and I had told them, I was like, can you get my car's scratched? In the bumper, so and you guys know that pink guy. So I was like, can you ask your pink guy to fix the scratch? And I go, and I have a backup camera that I need installed. So if you can get someone to install the camera, and he's like, okay, when you want this done? I was like, I'm leaving. I want it done while I'm in Florida. I leave Saturday. I come back next Saturday.
I get it.
Gotcha. A week before I leave on Earth. A couple of days before I leave on the Tuesday, I get a call. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm coming to pick up the car. And then I'm like,
I'm still in Montreal.
Where are you? And he's like, I'm on the bridge. All so right. He's like 40 minutes from his house. He's 6 minutes from mine. So I'm like,
okay, so already there, he doesn't get the schedule.
Yeah, no.
Okay, he's a little early. That's fine.
So,
he's
and the
he's
reason,
premature.
The reason why I wanted the car out of the driveway was so my wife could park her car in the driveway. Like while I wasn't there, so but I was like, oh, who cares?
He's here now.
At least the it'll everything will get done. So I'm leaving. I haven't even left yet. I'm still in Montreal. I'm at the airport. I get a text message from him, and he goes, the car is in your driveway. I brought the car back. It's painted, but sorry, the paint guy didn't know how to install the camera.
Yeah, he's the paint guy.
So I was like, did he ask the fucking paint guy? He asked he was asking a guy whose job is to fucking weld stuff and paint stuff. He was like, okay, do you do haircuts? Yeah. Can I get a haircut?
The best part is that the garage that could have done that is 6 blocks down that same street.
Wait, what?
The garage that could have done that, that could have fixed the camera.
What garage?
Is the one behind where Beaumont and Park meet.
So what, did you ask, wait, so what? You asked the paint guy, so you asked him.
Well, I
you
asked
like,
him.
Can
asked
you?
Him,
okay, you're good. You're well, good with that that brush.
Well, I asked him. I go to him. I'm pretty sure you don't know how to do this, but there's a backup camera. Do you know anyone?
I'm pretty sure
you
know
don't.
How
no,
to
he said
do
you
this?
Don't.
No, you don't.
So
you don't.
Okay. So he went in full confidence. He's like, yeah. I got this. You can't do it. I'm sure you can't, right? I give up.
So he told me, yeah, you're right. I don't.
So you're like, all right. I problem no,
so
solved.
Why didn't you go somewhere else? Like
what happened was is I dropped the car off. I'm like, oh. When he's done, I'm going to bring it to camera place.
Oh, nice.
But the thing is, my life was a little bit hectic. I had also promised you that day that I was going to pick you up. I double booked you guys.
Thank you.
I double booked. Like, I double booked, like...
Wait, pick me up from where?
From your place. Or you didn't have the car that day.
From the camera shop. From the camera installing shop.
We had a podcast in the afternoon, but we had some shit to set up in the studio. So then, on top of it, I said I was
going
to pick you up.
Couldn't you pick him up in my car? And yeah. Then drop him
also,
where he's
this
going.
Changes nothing because the studio and my house are 7 minutes apart. So you would have been at the studio anyway, even if I came by myself.
Wait, what?
Like, you came to pick me up?
Yeah.
Yeah, to bring you to the studio, which is 7 minutes from my house.
If
so
you were
even if you hadn't picked me up, if you would have been at the studio with me, we would have been at the same time.
No, no.
Wouldn't it be easier, though, to pick him up in my car? Or,
well,
or park
I don't deserve
my car
to ride around
where
the convertible.
Hold on. Hold on. What happened was is the night before I said I was going to pick him up, but I also said I was going to go pick up the car to the other guy.
Okay.
And then I was like, and then
just
I was
making promises. This guy.
Yeah, exactly. Because one of my issues is saying yes to everyone.
That's how we joined the cult.
And so I'm like, all right, I got this.
Did your paint guy cut your hair? Is that why it turned out that way?
No, because it's growing back. It grows back weird.
It grows back weird.
So the thing is, in the
it's
day,
attached to this.
In the day, the body shop guy told me, "Yo, it's gonna be ready tomorrow." And then I'm like, "Okay, cool." And then at night, I think we spoke, and you're like, "Yo, can you pick me up?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." Having forgotten, I said yes to the body shop guy. So in the morning, I'm like,
"I should just walk to this."
Or thing. Like in the afternoon or something. And then I wake up in the morning, and then like at night, I look at my stuff. I'm like, "Oh yeah." I gotta pick up the car tomorrow. So I wake up, I go, I pick up the car. I'm literally, I think, a block away from your place. Oh, this guy calls me. I'm like, oh fuck, it's true.
Yeah, he completely forgot. And then he's like, I'm like, where are you? Because he told me, he's like, I'm going to be there at this time. So I'm waiting. He doesn't show up.
But you're a block from my place.
Yeah.
So in your lie, you were saying that the reason why you brought the car back to my place because you had to pick him up. But you were forgot
had forgotten completely.
You had to pick him up. You were already.
Yeah. No. So what happened was.
Let's see how he gets out of
hold
this
on,
one.
Hold on. It's not a lie.
Overruled.
I had told myself I was gonna check for the camera.
Objection.
When he's done with the paint, I was gonna call my guy. I was gonna call.
You were telling yourself this as you were driving to my house.
No. I said this.
As
before,
you were backing it up, going, I can't see anything.
Where's the fucking camera?
Well, you want to laugh?
Fuck, I hit the sidewalk. Goddamn, I hope the camera guy knows how to fix bumpers.
No. He's like, I wish I had a camera.
Well, you want to laugh? As soon as I put it in reverse, I did. Ah, fuck.
I forgot the camera.
Ah, fuck.
Just say you forgot.
Because I had the camera, too. It's not like, hey, you got to go out and buy it. You got to.
You had it.
Look, I did 2 out of 3 tasks.
Yeah.
I did the plastic thing on top for the roof.
Yeah.
And the scratch.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing he failed. Then when we recorded last week's episode, I had the
flamethrower.
Yeah, and I had the convertible. So the flamethrower was too big to put in the trunk, so I brought it up in the studio, and then we opened it. But it's two huge boxes, and I have a fucking small car. So I was like, I put the flamethrower in its box, and I asked him, I was like, Can you get rid of this box for me? And when I ask someone, can you get rid of this box for me? It means put it in the recycling.
Yeah, just get rid
or
of it,
garbage,
yeah.
Or I don't, or burn it. I don't, or eat
I'm
it.
I'm a witness. I was here for this. He said, yeah, of course. I got this, bro. Yeah.
So then I leave. 7 minutes later, I get a text message from Martin Perizzolo.
Martin Periz.
That he just writes, are you fucking crazy? And then I say, are you fucking crazy? And I'm like, oh, is Martin like a anti-gun guy?
And he knows I have a flamethrower?
Because we were taking pictures with the flamethrower. He's offended that. And I was like, what the
fuck? He's not a bitch.
No, I was like, what the fuck? Why is he asking me if I'm crazy? I open. There's a picture of on the balcony, a box with my address on it a couple of times.
Your name?
My name and my phone number. My fucking phone number. And then I ask, like, I call Martin. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Where is that? And he goes, yeah, just someone threw it on the balcony. And then I'm like, what? And I'm like, could you just get, like, at least take
the name
the,
off.
The address off? Yeah. And he goes, no, I did that already. And I'll between shows, I'll cut it up in small pieces and put it in the recycling bin. And I was like, oh, fuck.
When you sent us this message, we were in the car.
Yeah, so I texted a group message because I knew if I just texted him, he'd be like, I got rid of it. So I wanted you as a witness. So I was like,
hold on.
Did you? Hold I texted on. Group message. I texted Poseidon. Did you fucking put the box on the balcony?
Okay. I didn't put it on the balcony, but it's still 100% my fault.
Where did you put it on the street and then asshole put it up on the balcony?
No. So you told me put it in the garbage, right?
I said get rid of it.
Sorry.
You said I got this. I'm going
to
take it.
Yeah, so I grab it. I'm like, we were in a hurry to go to your show. I was like, fuck, I better hurry. And then I saw the garbage bin and I stuck it against the garbage bin. But
stuck
I didn't,
it against or yeah, inside?
I didn't put it. It didn't fit inside.
So you just left it. On the street.
No. Out here, in
the
here.
The reason
it was inside.
Why society
no. Hold on,
doesn't
hold on,
work is because it's filled with people like him.
Hold on, it was inside. I put it in the next to the garbage bin inside. That's why I was confused about the balcony part. But I'm still wrong because I didn't get rid of your address. I completely
inside
forgot about
where?
You
like,
didn't even get rid
the
of it.
Right here, right
you just
here.
Left it into this. Where is the, where he gave it to
no,
you.
No, where the bathroom is.
Yeah. Okay. He gave it to you to get rid of it. And you're like, I got this. And you put it 3 feet next to where he gave it to you.
So it's like, here, give me the water and go, can you get rid of this? And okay.
Yeah, that's
I
what he did.
I got it.
I just want you to know, I'm Mr. Dependable. Yeah.
No, I'm still
can
wrong about
this
it.
Back in the fridge?
Hold on.
All right.
I'll
lean it on this.
Yeah.
Because this is cold, so it'll keep it cold. It's like a fridge.
I'm still wrong about it. I'm not saying I'm not wrong. I'm still 100%
so, but
wrong.
Yeah, when,
because
when,
it's fine. It has your address and all your personal details. But
how long did
I didn't
it take for you to realize it? Because plus, like, just because my address, if we were in Florida, who cares if people know my address? Or my phone number. But in the French part of Montreal, Like, I'm going to have fucking mental patients calling my house.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't know that until I listened to your French podcast. So was it good?
Yeah, when and you I was were like, bitching about it.
And then I was like.
No, but the best was when I, because I'm in the car and I get the med, and I just come, I go, bro, you remember that box that he gave you? His first reaction is the best Poseidon reaction. Yeah, bro, I got rid of it. And like, bro, I have a picture of it that you didn't get rid of it. He's like, no, bro. Like, he was trying, and then Emil's sitting in the back, and we're just staring. Like, you could see that Emil, like, the wheels are turning. He's like, oh, he's caught in a lie, but he already answered before he knew that there's a photo. So Poseidon then starts like, yeah, look, we're in a hurry, bro. And then he starts backtracking. I go, but where'd you leave it? He's like, I left it there. I go, where there?
One thing, though, I didn't leave it outside in the balcony. It was still in the premises. That's one thing. It's still wrong. I'm not saying it's correct. I'm not saying it's right.
It's like if you should have left it on the table here.
Yeah, it would have been better.
It would have been better.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. And then, okay. So, and then the third thing. So yesterday he texts me and he goes, look, I feel bad. I'm going to bring, since I want the tour bus painted, he was like, I'm bringing the tour bus to the paint guy. So I'm like, perfect. And then I go, when? He goes, tomorrow morning. So I'm like, okay. So instead of me having to go to the parking spot to bring the tour bus to my house, I was like, I'll wake up early in the morning so that, and then I'll drive him to where it is. So I drive him to where it is, and he's the whole way he's like, I'm going to fuck this up. I know I'm going to fuck this up. And I'm like, yeah, you're good. As long as you don't bring it back purple, I'm happy.
You're and you
good.
Already spoke to the guy. You told him what we need, all that. So it should be good.
So we're good.
The issue was I spoke to the guy.
Yeah. So I'm like, we're good. And then, and the reason why I wanted to drive him to the tour bus and not just let him pick it up, I wanted to point. I was like, that thing I want black, the rest I want gray. So I do that, and he leaves. And then 20 minutes later, he calls me and he goes, yeah, fuck. The guy, what did you tell me?
Okay.
And the truth, because I know how you're going to change it.
By the way, Gapes, who makes fantastic montages, videos, a professional, like for all the Pantel's comedy stuff, the second he catches wind of like, all the shit he could do with your stuff on Two Drink Minimum, you're going to become an international meme.
Oh, he knows. He sent me the link to
oh, he's preparing. He's preparing, but go on. Let's see what you did.
This is all very Larry David-esque, Curb Your Enthusiasm type of situation.
No, it isn't. Him, it's misunderstandings.
Yeah.
This is not a misunderstanding. This is you fucking up.
Yeah, misunderstandings between the body shop guy and.
There's no misunderstanding. You didn't tell him the truth. You didn't tell him what we told you to tell him.
Because he told me, he goes, look, the guy doesn't want to take the wrap off. He thought it was just he had to paint. And he goes, if I had known that he had to take the wrap off, I would have told him. And I'm like, he tells me if I had known. And I was
That's
like.
That's all we said. Yeah.
So, and we're talking. And I'm on speakerphone, so I go, I'm pretty sure I text messaged him about the rap, and here's what I'd written.
This is verbatim.
He had written, send me pics of the tour bus so I can get a quote. So I write, I don't have recent pics, but it's a 2014 Winnebago Trend with a black wrap. It needs to be unwrapped, and I want it painted dark gray. Pewter. And that's
wow.
it.
Wow.
So 10 words, two of those have the rap in it.
And then he went and he's told like, him, look, I have a motorcycle I need painted. And the guy's like, okay, come paint your motorcycle. It's like, what, is that a truck? Is that a rap? He's like, I don't know what happened.
Okay.
It was a misunderstanding.
And then I sent that to you and I sent it to him. And I was like, I shouldn't have sent it because I know how he is. Because after he was like, no, I knew it was wrapped. Because, you guys always say it's wrapped.
He's the
so
best.
I knew.
Yeah. He's
but
the
he didn't know.
Yeah.
And he had told me to.
He refuses to assume responsibility
one thing
for everything.
He told me,
no, hold on.
You know who he is? He's the Justin Trudeau of podcasting.
He's like kneeling.
Hold on.
You realize you murdered that woman. No, bro. I just dodged her life, bro.
He goes, because he tells me to. He goes, no, so my guy, can't take the doesn't want to take the wrap off. But if you find someone else to unwrap it, and then he'll paint it. And I'm like, if I find someone else to start the job,
just
I'll
finish
fucking
it.
Paint that guy to finish it. Why would I fucking hire someone
to
go? Hey, I need my car cleaned and waxed. Okay. So you clean it, and I'll find someone to wax it.
Here's the truth.
You never went. You went to... Did you go see your fucking camera guy this time?
Here's the truth. I bought some paint.
No, you guys are killing me, bro. Okay, I knew it was wrapped. I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal for him.
But why don't you just tell him? Why didn't you tell him?
I honestly didn't think...
When you asked for the estimate, that's why I wrote the word wrapped five times, because I knew... Like, that's a type of job that it's 2 days to paint. Well, one day to unwrap, 1 day to prep, 1 day to paint. So it's a third of the job.
Well, he told me 6 days to paint it, and then like one day to 2 days to unwrap it.
Okay, so that's still it's a lot. If it's 6 days to paint,
yeah,
six plus 2 days. So that's
8 days a week and 1 day.
Yeah, so that's 25% of the time. Is just unwrapping it, which is a big part of the operation.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I honestly didn't think it was going to be an issue because I've seen videos and dudes in the hood unwrap their cars.
And I've seen videos of dudes in the hood too. I don't live my life like that.
And unwrapping cars, and it literally doesn't take long.
I saw videos of dudes in the hood like having their car do this. Yeah. But I don't think, okay, a Canadian Tire guy can do that for
me. Hold on a second. Is that how you live your life? You're like, I saw a TikTok. Yeah. Those dudes in the hood doing this.
No. Honestly, I didn't think removing a wrap was such a big ordeal. When he told me, like, because he reacted.
When he told you, did you think in your head, you're like, yeah, I should have told him. Like, he told me six times. I really should have gave him this.
No, when he, hold on.
You had forgot that I had told you that it was wrapped.
When he reacted, I did.
You're like, Mike, bro, why didn't you tell me it was wrapped? Yeah.
But hold on, because
that's what he told me. If I had known it was wrapped.
So in Greeks, we say the three bad things. It comes in threes.
You're the only Greek that says
that. Bad things come in threes. No, it's true. So the first thing was
celebrity death.
The first thing was the BMW camera. Then it was the box. And I'm like, it's coming. The next one's coming. And as soon as he reacted to the rap, I was like, this is it. This is the one that I eat a dick for everything. Like I lose everything for over a stupidity like this. I was like, God, I'm like, this is because I brought it and I was not expecting his rate because he comes in. He looks at the RV. He looks from far. I go, okay, I need that thing painted black on top. And he's explaining. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, look. And then he opens the door. And I'm like, look, you see the original paint. It's gray. And he goes, what's the black? I go, it's wrap. He goes, oh, he starts freaking out. Oh, what the fuck? No, I can't, bro. I can't. I look at him like, fucking me, you can't, bro. It's wrap. Just unpeel it. What's the big deal?
Who talks like that, bro? You're the worst person.
He was talking like that as well.
Yeah, because you lied to him.
Well, I know. I just omitted. I did because I
honestly stop doing that.
I honestly didn't know. I honestly didn't think it was going to be a legit issue. I for real, like to me, it was just it's a rap. You just fucking
peel
it off.
Both of the things I had asked him to do, I'm talking about the car things, was because I was like, I don't want to have to like go through the hassle. He likes cars. He knows guys. It'll be easier. But now it's just...
The man is a lunatic.
I got to find a fucking car guy. And then he's like, no, but once you find the car guy, let me drive it and I'll explain it to him. And I'm like, that's not going
to
happen.
You shouldn't explain anything to anyone.
Yeah. Ever.
The only thing you should explain is to your girlfriend why you're staying home.
Yeah. Why are you home today? Don't ask. Bad days come in threes. I'm at 9 right now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening.
Yo, but
my luck has changed.
And he told me, he was like, I got to call my aunt. You're gonna go to that fucking exorcism with Guido.
When is the exorcism?
I have no idea.
It's in November.
I have no idea.
You gotta bring Adam with the clown suit.
Oh my god.
He's gotta wear the clown suit.
And pretend that he's possessed.
But yeah. Anyway,
he just like loves religion and clowns.
He does. No one addresses it.
Yeah, just go. When they go, this is my friend Adam.
And if he asks, why is he dressed like that? Oh, it's his style. It's how he dresses.
It's a work thing.
Yeah, it's a work thing.
It's a work thing. He works with kids. He's got to go to work after.
He works with kids.
Just like you guys.
Yeah, he works with kids. You feel me? He likes them too.
Anyways, yeah, dude, when he told me he didn't want to do it, my brain went into complete meltdown. I was like, nah, this is it. This is the one.
Your brain went to meltdown. So this whole time, that's been your brain operating at full capacity?
No. It was already
my brain went into meltdown.
Honestly, for the past week and a half, my brain has been operating at, I would say, 30%.
Because you told me.
You sound like Kanye West. That's a Kanye West line. I was watching on Lex Friedman. He wrote, like, you are powerful. And he's like, I got to say this. I'm one of the best writers of all time. And he wrote a misspelled sentence. I was like, this guy's lost his goddamn mind.
But he told me today, he said, yeah, I fucked it up because I've been thinking about...
Stressed.
I've been stressed about work, so I'm always thinking about shit I'm going to have to do, like future hustles.
Never... Hold on, Mike. I never said... Come on.
But that's not the words you used, but that's what it was. Yeah. It was like...
No.
So you're always thinking of, okay...
The next thing. That's what you told me to before.
I got to do the next thing.
Yeah, the next thing that's going to bring me income.
Yeah, that which is okay, yeah. Pretty much what I said. Isn't that exactly
I said?
Hold on. He does this to me all the time. And then I lose my mind. I go, but you just said, you know what he does? He does it on purpose, but he gaslights me. But he does do it on purpose. He does it on purpose. Like, I never said that. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then I start, he always makes me question myself because he fucking straight faces.
That's why I was happy the wrap and unwrap thing was a text and not a conversation. Because I was like,
He makes me doubt myself all the time, the cocksucker.
I was like, I think it's exactly the type of thing I would have said. And see, for the backup camera and the paint job, I know I told him, hey, I need
this
the,
and this.
Ask your paint guy to do the bumper, and I also need someone for the backup camera. But then the way he made me feel was like I had asked, hey, get your guy to do this and that.
Let's not forget.
Yeah.
The newspaper incident.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. So last, you're up to four in your thing of threes. So,
threes, they got to be chained together, like one after the other.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that thing was...
Statute of limitations.
the day that my verdict came out.
Yes.
There was an article I saw. Someone tweeted an article. I had just seen the digital version of a Gazette newspaper, and the title was... Mike Ward saves comedy.
Yes.
So that's a type of thing. Like, I've never thought of an article going, I should frame that. But I was like, fuck, that'd be a cool little thing to frame.
I wanted the Supreme Court. This is a great title. If I'm going to frame a newspaper, this is it.
If I'm
going to
frame one thing, this is it. Yeah. So I was like, I should frame that. So
I'm going to frame you for murder.
And I live in a neighborhood where it's primarily French. So I know the corner store near my house, they don't have the Gazette. So I ask him, and I know that, like, newspapers aren't, like, actual papers aren't really a thing. So I'm like, look.
A lot of people do just digital.
Yeah, so I'm like, look, I knew that La Presse had stopped doing the paper. I was like, I'm pretty sure the Gazette still has a paper edition. I'm not sure, though. So if you can go to I was like, do they have a Gazette near where you are? And he goes, yeah. And I go to the store and get me today's Gazette if you can. And he's like, yeah, no problem. So then when he shows up, he's like, I went to two places and they don't have it anymore. They don't make it anymore.
Yeah, no, you had asked him, he said, they don't have it. You mean they didn't have any more or they don't make them anymore? And then he said, they don't make them anymore. Where did you go?
No, I didn't ask him right away, where did you go? I was like, he was like, they don't make them anymore. So then, like, a couple of months go by, I'm in a store in the West Island. I walk in. And I see a fucking stack of Montreal Gazettes. And it's not like a Saturday edition. So it's not like it only comes out on Saturday. Yeah. It's a fucking Tuesday. So I'm like, there's no way that the Gazette goes, look, we only make one a week and it's Tuesday. Tuesday's a big day. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I text them. I go, hey, where did you go? Or maybe I call, but where did you go to see about the Gazettes? And do you remember what you answered?
You said it on the Suzekut, but I don't remember.
You said the cafe near my house,
which is not known for carrying the Gazette,
and the gas station. But the gas station isn't like a real, like, with a dépanneur or 7-Eleven or like a corner store. It's a fucking gas station with one fucking guy that sells maybe peanuts and oil.
There was a third place that I had went to. I forgot to mention
the public library,
Elmont.
You went to a place that gives bread. They always, bread.
Because I always used to get my newspapers there. Like I, what I would, newspaper? I would walk in to buy croissants and there was newspapers sitting on the window.
Oh, bro, you're so getting you a went, Metro paper.
You were trying to No, save they had Vima. No, no.
That's a Greek newspaper.
Yeah, but I thought they had other ones as well.
You can't be this dumb. It's impossible. That's like saying I need souvlaki, so I went to Chinatown, bro. None of these Chinese restaurants have souvlaki. They don't make souvlaki anymore.
You went to a cafe, a Greek bakery, and a gas station.
It's not even a regular bakery. You could go in and buy bread there, but their thing is they sell to restaurants. It's
and
big,
supermarkets.
And supermarkets. Okay. Yeah, it's not a hangout place. Of course they're not going to have newspapers.
No, but they always had when I was as I was growing up.
The old Greeksters would give the paper, the Greek paper, so the old Greeks would get the Greek.
No.
And if they had gazettes, it's probably some old fucking guy with a restaurant came in with his newspaper, and then when he was like, God damn, okay, I'll leave this here.
It's all Greeks and Pakistanis. Why would the fuck would they have the gazette there?
You'd have more chance of getting your camera installed in that place than getting a fucking actual newspaper.
That's fucking retarded. So I love that you said they don't make it anymore. You're like, I'm not even dealing with this. They just don't make it anymore. And that was a big lie because that was a historic event.
Yeah, and now like I was like, fuck. Now I'm going to have to find someone
on eBay
with a subscription that didn't throw it out.
That collects them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Like, because I know Ted Bird has a subscription. And he looks like
maybe... He may have kept that.
Maybe,
oh,
like... Like, and this, I'm sorry, Ted, this is going to sound like an insult.
Tedsky watches this. He might have it.
Ted might be, because I know how my dad is. My dad, his paper, he won't put in recycling or throw it out every day. He fucking puts it in a pile, and then every 6 months he gets rid of it.
But this is historic. He might have kept it.
So yeah, maybe I was about to say. Yeah,
maybe we're lucky. Yeah, Ted will let us know. He listens.
Yeah, he probably read it and going, I'm going to keep this.
Or I'll ask, because they keep a couple copies. But it's instead of costing me 55 cents, it's going to cost me 600.
Yeah.
It's going to be the type of thing that's going to cost a lot.
Listen, Poseidon, I will say one thing about you. You're the type of person, because you don't just fuck up. You try to cover it up. You lie about it. You're able, single-handedly, if you would get a job at like a multinational, like if you would get a job at Spotify, within 9 months, that company would get torn to pieces. Mm. There's so much miscommunication, lies. You could tear down, bro. You could tear down NASA easily. Yeah. You start working there, they're all fucked. Well,
there's something impressive in that.
They're all going to become flat earthers because of you.
If you worked at Starbucks and the coffee maker was broken, someone came in, you'd be like, "We don't make coffee anymore. No, we stopped making coffee."
Like every Starbucks?
Yeah, it's just over. It's a new thing. We sell fucking gift cards and stupid baskets.
Yeah. You want a bagel or something?
We have free cream if you want. That's what we sell now. It's free cream. Yeah.
I'll give you a cup, put some cream, sugar, some water. It'll taste good.
It's good. Same.
Yeah. Like, what an ass that way. Because if you didn't add the spice of lye, you could make it work. But because you add sauce, you tear everything down.
Yeah, I gotta stop adding sauce.
But fool me once, shame. But
this is our fault.
Him.
We're the idiots.
But now it's my fault.
Yeah. No, me too. It's my every time he does it, I stopped. I don't know if I've ever noticed. I stopped freaking out because I'm like,
I used to.
This is my fault.
You know what happens?
It was because I was gullible and I trust him, but I'm not though. Like before I left, I asked my dog to take care of the dishes, and I think I'm good on that one.
Okay, you know what happens?
I put a little ladder. I put the soap. I don't look. You can lick for the just the pre rinse.
Yeah, but you got to put it in the machine.
I fuck up. I become disappointed in myself. I'm like, now people aren't going to trust me.
So then you're like, what lie?
How do I gain people's trust?
It's not even lies. It's not even. I want to be able to like help and shit in the future. And they're like, fuck, they're never going to trust me again. So then I subconsciously add sauce. And then I add the sauce.
No, you don't subconsciously. It's overt. You do it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
So should we ask no sauce? Can you get my camera installed? No sauce.
Hold the sauce. Just hold the sauce.
Put the sauce on the side.
Yeah.
I think the best thing is
I wanted veggie.
Okay. In the future, I think honestly, I've thought about this. It's kept me up at night a few times. I think the best thing.
Kept me up at night.
I think the best thing is if you ever need a favor again,
I'm ask always, someone.
Don't
else.
Ask me.
That's the first solution.
Ask an adult.
That's the first solution.
I was thinking though, like, cause he's like your assistant.
Yeah.
So I was like, how the fuck do but like Pantelis's papers get to the government. Like when you have to send your taxes in.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Because that'd be the type of thing you give your assistant.
Never.
You're like,
here, send this
to my accountant.
I go directly to the accountant. No, okay. I don't take chance. Are you crazy? Yeah. I don't take chance like that. No. There's times where he won't do things like, he's like, no water's in the fridge. I go, so we don't have any water? He's like, no, we have waters. They're next to the fridge.
Like, oh, hold on, here, bro.
Put them in the fridge. He's like, I'm going to put them later. And then the next day, we don't have any cold water. I go, you drank all the case of water yesterday? He's like, no, I didn't put them in the fridge. There's none in the fridge. Like, why don't you just put them in the fridge? They're right there.
I forget.
Like, he does little things like that. I would never give him taxes.
Okay, so the first solution in the future, if you need anything, is don't ask me. That's the first solution.
I know you've helped me. You've given me a career.
The second one.
I don't got your back, bro.
Hold on. I do got your back. But the thing is, because I'm always afraid to like fuck up. We spoke about this right before we went on there. And I think the second solution, I've thought about this, is tell me, look, I need a favor. But if you fuck up, it's okay. You can tell me. You can be honest.
What?
And then if I fuck, like, I think it's going to be like, okay, I think it's going to put me at ease.
So you can fuck up even more.
No. It's going to put me at ease, and it's going to go smoothly.
Bro, go fuck yourself, okay? Here's the thing.
I have chaotic energy.
People don't want to ask you for a favor if they have to say, look, can you bring my dog to the vet? Look, he can die, and it's not. I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to blame you. Like, he's 9, which is kind of young, but he had a good life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, 9 good years is better than fucking 15 bad ones.
Okay, hold on. I got to rethink about that one. No, because I wanna help, damn it.
You do the opposite of helping.
I want to be helped.
He's a saboteur.
Yeah.
But I wish he was an on-purpose saboteur. It's all just goofy saboteur.
There's something funnier about that, though.
You're like like in those cartoons where it's a big guy that he's petting an animal and hurting the animal.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah.
So the poor animal is getting fucking his forehead squished in because you have so much love to give.
You want to laugh?
It's a mongoloid.
Because you had asked me. You asked me also to send you the footage that I had of you.
Yeah, I had asked you that when we were in Ontario.
The best message I got is he tells me, he's like, "Yo, Mike wants you to send in the footage." And I laugh because like, Mike wants me to send the footage on the camera that he was in possession of.
Hold on.
And I was like, you mean the camera that you have?
Hold on.
Yeah.
We're going to clarify something. You've had it for the longest time.
I asked him today. I was proud of you for this because I asked him today and I didn't tell you that I'd asked him. But I was like, fuck. Like, I'd asked you to send me that when we were in Ontario 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. And then I hadn't got it. And then today I was like, fuck, I'll ask him. But I was like, I think I'll ask him at the studio. That way, Pantelis will, like, I'll have a witness so that you'll remind him.
Yeah. And no, then
here's the thing. Here's the thing. When I fuck up, I'll take responsibility.
Don't dig it out of me.
No, you won't. You'll take it. Okay. All you gotta do is bully me on air for like an hour, and then I'll admit
all my faults.
One thing about the camera, I gave it to you right after the tour.
Okay.
And you said you would extract everything.
Yeah, but then you needed it. That's why you still have it.
I needed it on Saturday, but you had it for the longest time. I needed it on Saturday.
But he didn't ask me to send him the stuff. He had asked you. That's why I didn't rush.
Sure?
Yeah, I'd asked you.
I was like, can you film this and send it to me?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying I didn't.
It wasn't because I didn't want you to film it and then keep it.
No, because I thought, because you always extract everything.
I didn't extract anything. It's still on the thing because I didn't have a reason to.
Anyway, so I did it today because I didn't have it for the longest time. And then, so this happens. And then I'm like, I got to do this as soon as I go home. As soon as I go home, I'm like, I fucked up the tour bus, but as soon as I go home, I got to do this. You got to fucking do this, bro. You can't fuck this up, bro. Hold on, bro. I'm sitting there. I plug in the camera. Camera's not connecting. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Oh, you don't have the card reader.
Huh?
You don't have the card reader.
Oh, no, I had to accept. So I had to open the camera and accept it or something.
If you have a card reader, you just pop
I don't have a card reader.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I'm like, son of a bitch. I start freaking out. Finally, open the camera, connects. Doom! Everything pops up. I'm like, cool. I go on WeTransfer. Doesn't work. File's too big. I'm like, son of a bitch, bro. I remember I have Google Drive. Oh, fuck. I make a Google Drive and share the folder with Mike. Problem solved. But I start transferring to the Google Drive. I walk away. I come back. Error. there's no way a simple fucking task, bro. There's no fucking way. I'm sitting there. So I sat there, bro. And then I transferred one by one file to the desktop first and from the desktop to the drive. And I sat there like a lunatic, just staring, just watching at the loading, just like, nah, 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 bro. Yeah. Nah, nah, nah. I'm not fucking this one up, bro.
But that's how you should treat everything.
Yeah, meticulous. Yeah. Imagine his girlfriend seeing him to do that from a distance. She's watching. She's like, eh, I fucked up. It's
too. Oh, you want to laugh? You want to laugh? Because she's making a, she was making a, how do you say crostado pom in English?
It's a apple
crumble.
Crumble pie.
Yeah.
So she made that and.
It's an apple crisp.
Apple crisp.
Ooh, that sounds real delicious. Term,
yeah. So she made that and she goes, when you're done whatever you do, just go to the supermarket and buy ice cream.
So he shows up with tomatoes. Mm.
So
so I went to that place where they sell the bread.
I went to the bakery. Babe, you're not gonna believe this. They don't sell ice cream anymore.
And see,
when did they sell
me,
ice cream?
When he told me Elmont, I don't live in that neighborhood. I have no idea what the fuck Elmont is.
He's another
so
level.
Listen to this. So I'm like, all right, babe, you got anything else that we need for the house? You know, and she's like, oh, I'm going to send you a list of some of the stuff we need. We're running low on, so just buy these things as well. I'm like, okay. So I get the list. I show up there, and I'm like, ah, well, I'm here. I'm going to buy some extra stuff that I want as well.
Yeah.
So I start buying this, that, buy everything. I show up. I unpack everything. I put everything. And she looks at me. Where's the ice cream? I'm like, oh.
The one thing she asked you to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one thing she asked me to get. I got everything else. But
did
except
you
for
go
the
back?
No. So what happened was I was transferring your stuff in the meantime.
Okay.
And she saw that I was nervous, that I was sweating.
And she I was thought it was because of her?
And no. And she saw me. She's I'm there just watching it go by. And she's like, she looks at me. She's like,
are you okay?
I'll go. She just went.
By the way, she didn't mean ice cream. That was just a sentence she was telling.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going.
I'm going to leave.
And I was like, ah, shit, poor girl.
I understand.
But and the opposite of what people say usually, it's not me, it's you. It's not me, it's you.
But in general.
Yeah, that'll be her.
In general.
I just want you to know it's not me. This is 100% you.
In general, for the past week and a half, I've been, even like my own shit, I've been like. Yeah.
But for real though, that's how, like in life, I think you should always treat everything the way you treated those files.
Yeah.
Like if he goes, I need this. That's why sometimes when you show up, you're like, ah, oh, fuck. I asked for 7 sugars and there's no milk and you got to concentrate on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. I noticed
that's the theme of this podcast.
See, whenever you're thinking about other things and how you're going to make money in the future. One thing I realized, like I don't work as much as I used to, but in the years where I was working like a fucking mental patient, I couldn't think of, okay, I got this, because I would have fucking shot myself in the face. So what I do, I was like,
break
I got to
do
this.
One by one.
And then I do this. I told him. That's all I think about. Yeah. That's all I think about. It's done. Oh, fuck.
That's what I told you.
It's done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, this. Okay. And then you don't freak out that you have a million things to do.
Yeah.
You do one thing at a time and do that one thing well. Yeah.
Better than anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Become the Muhammad Ali of podcasting.
Mm.
Yeah.
And by he means just become a Muslim.
Yeah, become Muslim. Yeah.
Just become a Muslim.
And refuse to go to war. God, apart from that, though, it's been, apart from his fuck-ups, we've had some good weeks.
Everything's been good. Everything's been good. He hasn't lost. I gave him, we're doing, we're taping the special this weekend. He hasn't lost the mics or the stools yet.
Oh, wait, hold on. I told him something off air. You're going to die of laughter. You weren't here. When I think you were doing your set or whatever.
Me?
Downstairs, downstairs. And I'm like, and I went outside to get some air. And I'm like, but the thing is, because I was remembering all the fuck-ups that I did. And he gave me, like, the stuff. And I'm like, hold on. I never checked if the mics were in there. So, dude, in my paranoia now, I went and checked. And they're there. And I'm like, okay.
In your car?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, bro. Yeah. I'm like, he's going to murder me.
Well, that's why today when I got the message.
The good thing, though, for you is physically, since I'm smaller than you, technically, I can't murder you.
Yeah. No, but you can. You can.
I can hire someone.
There you go.
You.
Yes, you can out-dollar me.
My money can murder you.
Yeah, he can out-dollar you. He can out-think you. He could also, we found out, out-diet you.
I could probably trick you into committing suicide. Yeah. That's the way I'm going to murder you, is I'm going to convince you to commit suicide.
He's a murderer on a budget. I'm not going to spend his hard-earned cash on that shit.
See, that's why I bought the flamethrower. I'm going to buy you one that's going to accidentally explode.
So what's happening with you and Adam and your new and Unsquare Lobby crew?
Oh. All good. We had that episode.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about this next episode? Or you wanna...
No, you can talk about this now. It's just like what's happened. I don't understand your dynamics because I see you yell at them. Like I had to stop him before the show. He was getting very mean to especially Claudio and he's new.
No, to Adam.
He's new to their gang.
Like the way we treated you or the way we've always treated you. At first, I don't know if you remember, it was rough on you. We'd do two episodes and then you'd be like, I got to take a couple weeks off. And now like you learned the dynamic.
But also, I've grown a much thicker skin as well.
Yeah. That's because of your lack of dieting. Yeah.
But you got to, so this guy, it's exactly like anal. You got to fucking go slow.
Yeah, you got to go slow.
You can't just
I yelled at Adam yesterday.
So he yelled at Adam, but the Adam one, I stopped him a bit. But when he yelled at Claude in the beginning,
Adam is
when did I yell at him?
You apologized even. You even apologized to him.
Oh yeah, I did yell at him. I yelled at him for no reason.
The kid, he can't even talk in the episode. I taped his mouth, so he can't even say anything. He's just sitting there. They're about to get started. I'm trying to get him to get started.
The gimp.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get him to get started. I'm like, all right, whenever you're ready, you go. And for some reason, the kid maybe turned his chair or something. He turns around. And he's like, can you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to do it. And I was like, okay, bro, calm down. And then he didn't say anything. And then before they started, because he realized, he yelled at everyone, especially the kid who said nothing. The kid was like this. And he's like, okay. Look, I'm very sorry. No. But he just snaps on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it's his gang. Like,
Hold on.
Adam. It's your gang. You got to be
cool
with
them.
Getting
this trio organized is insane. For the long... Okay. Because we do the top 5.5.
You have a gang. You really have a gang.
And you're the only...
Three minions.
You're the only trio... You're the.
I may have found the female intellectual, by the way. I'll talk to you about her off air.
Oh. You're the only trio with
and you're gonna
four
freak
people.
Out. You're gonna agree with me, but you may be against it.
Is it the parking attendant lady? Because I'm
No. You may you know who I'm talking about.
Right now?
Is it Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson?
Is she in Montreal?
It'd be amazing if she was like super hot.
No, she isn't. That's the thing.
She's not in Montreal.
Yeah.
So what the fuck are you talking about? How did you find your
I just realized she's not in Montreal as you asked me that question.
Who is it? Is it Susan Boyle? You saw an old video of Susan Boyle and you're like,
she's a comic. She's a comic. No, I haven't approached her yet. I thought I'm like
a non-Montreal comic.
Yeah.
Wait. But you understand the dynamic of the intellectual, right? That you're all lunatics.
Yes.
And they got it.
Is she crazy?
And you got to show up every week.
Oh, well,
and
alternate.
She doesn't live in
yeah,
she doesn't live in Montreal.
Where does she live?
Well,
she
lives 2 hours
Ottawa?
Away. Yeah.
Okay.
She lives 2 hours away, and I know her.
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Does she have sex with 19-year-olds when she's on the cocaine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? Oh!
The realization.
That is an adult woman. That's a married lady with kids, bro. You can't throw her in the intellectuals. Are you crazy?
I'm telling you. It can be.
I don't know if she'd be willing to go in as hard as you guys.
Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me? She dressed up as a fucking.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough of a dead giveaway. I don't know. Oh, that would be interesting. Why? You approached her about this?
No, I haven't, but I thought about it. The other day,
I don't think though she's not a good fit.
Yeah, she's not a good fit, bro, at all.
No, not for that.
Bro.
Okay.
The fact that you thought about it
is
incredibly
insulting for her. Yeah.
Insulting to who?
To her.
Yeah, very insulting.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, bro. It's absurdly insulting.
Really?
It's criminal. Oh fuck! I feel terrible for her.
Yeah.
But that's how you see her. You're like, this person's at my level.
Nah!
That's like when you're single and someone sets you up with someone else. That's when you see what your friends think your value is.
Yeah, depending on who they set
you
up
like,
with.
Oh, this is Susan. You're like, oh, God damn it.
I think you guys are going to hit it off. Yeah. I like peanuts. Yeah. Hey, you like peanuts too, no, bro? You told me you love peanut butter? That's what just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You just told her you're single. I got someone to date all these guys.
Yeah.
And they're all retarded.
You're setting
no,
her up.
No, but she's not retarded. But
you're like, okay.
But
okay.
You guys are. That's no, what I'm saying.
Okay, first of all,
I'm a married lady.
I'm retarded adjacent, okay?
There are many episodes that will prove the contrary.
Okay? And here's the thing. She's wacky.
She is wacky,
she
but,
is wacky
not,
but not you're
not,
wacky.
No, no. You need a Bubba Gump. Wacky.
Yeah, she's wacky.
Because we're suddenly...
Hold on. But your wacky is... You.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that. A man who is in and out of the mental hospital.
Yeah.
A guy who's wanted by the mob and is going to go to jail for extortion and fraud. Mm-hmm. And a gimp.
While he's getting extorted.
Yeah, while he's getting extorted. So that's your crew. That is next level.
She's not ass... But same... Like Elon Musk is wacky.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be a good fit in the intellectuals, I don't think.
No, it wouldn't fit.
He would take over.
I'll tell you why that doesn't work, Adam. No businessman, no professional would just give you $30,000 because you're dressed like a clown. Be like, but why? It doesn't make sense. I'm a trustworthy guy. You know, so, no, it's a bad fit. It's very insulting. Ask her. Yeah. And let me know.
Well, because
how
I'm trying to think. Okay.
Invite her on the show to ask her to tell her.
Because
sure,
we need a lady. And I was thinking, wacky.
You don't need a lady. In fact, I would say to keep things safe and legal, all of you stay away from women.
Yeah. Or if you do get a lady, you need one that doesn't have a permanent address.
Yeah.
You need a nomad. A cat lady that doesn't have a lot of cats because they all run away since she doesn't have a door.
Yeah. You need a cat lady without a bed but a mattress.
Yeah.
Because what if you would catch her having sex with Adam?
Who?
What if she would get into a relationship with Adam?
The lady
she would never. Wouldn't that be weird? What do you mean she would never?
You need...
I'd be happy
okay,
for them.
So
you'd be happy for them.
I'd be very happy.
That's going to destroy,
I'd be
the,
I'd
that's
be more
destroy
happy for
the
Adam.
Dynamic in your group. You can't fuck each other in the
then
game.
You're all
that's
gonna
too
be
late.
Jealous.
That's too late.
You're all gonna be jealous.
That's
of
too
Adam.
Late. That's too late. Huh? You should have told me that earlier.
It doesn't count. It was Halloween. But yeah, could you imagine if she hooks up with Adam, the only other adult, close to an adult on that thing?
That would never happen.
Are you? I've seen crazier things happen.
You're right.
Adam seducing her there with his like.
Adam
you have any
is
money?
Very charming.
Yeah,
he's a sweet talker.
Yeah.
I don't know him that well, but he's a sweet talker.
You guys got to go listen to that. Fucking
do you sit on this table often?
Dude, honestly, Mike, if you're going to do something this week, you got to watch that episode.
He already did. This is in the future.
Oh,
he already did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true.
Adam, the thing that I like about Adam is the awkward stares.
Hold on. What
he
do
looks
mean?
Like you're someone that when he shakes your hand... He lets go when he wants to.
Yeah. He decides when you guys are letting go. He in the Halloween episode, there's a lot of times where I cut to him because they're having full-on conversation, like him and Guido are fighting about something, whatever. And in the back, all you see is that like this.
Dressed as a clown?
Dressed as a clown.
Fucking train wreck.
Oh, what is life?
Yeah, you got to ask this lady to be on the show and just record it.
And not tell her what the theme of the show is.
The best text I have gotten in a month was from Mike. I sent him a picture of your entire gang. And all he said was, what has your life become?
Dude, I was asking myself the same question last night.
I was like, fuck yeah. I adopted mentally handicapped people. I brought them in. They're running around putting makeup on each other while I'm not even there. I'm not even at the studio. I'm just getting notifications. The camera's like, someone's there. And I look, and there's a guy just a clown, and another guy just says Hitler. And I'm like, oof, the people that run the building, if they walk by, they're going to be like, what are these people doing? Why is this Hitler?
What an insane.
Why is that guy in a sex mask?
What a life, though.
So listen, guys, if you want to start your own podcast, bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. And while Mike is here, Mike, one of the owners of the Bordel, now that his tour is over, the Bordel is starting to do English shows.
Yeah.
They're taking over the English market.
Bordel is becoming a bilingual comedy club.
Yeah, Bordel wasn't happy with just dominating the French scene. They're now trying to dominate the English scene. Tuesday nights, 9:15 p.m.
We're not participating. We're taking over.
They're taking over. 9:15 p.m. every Tuesday starting November 1st. It will
Who's hosting?
this disgusting piece of garbage that you see in front of you right now. I'll be hosting all those nights. If I can't make it, I'll hire a black guy because that's the kind of person I am. So I'll be hosting every night. I'm picking the lineup. I've already booked for the next couple of weeks.
For all the weirdos listening, he books it.
Yeah, for any
all the real comics.
For real, send a, if we've never met, send your request to Poseidon. He'll be handling your booking. He prefers either telephone calls or Instagram messages. Emails he doesn't look at often, unless it's booking podcast studio and you want to book the studio for your podcast. MikeWard.ca is where you're going to go to catch Mike on tour. Sadly, you're probably too late because the last four dates are sold out, so you can't even get there. Yeah. But there's a link to the Patreon. Patreon.com/sous-écoute for the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Subscribe to get the entire back catalog of podcasts from Mike Sous-écoute and all the future podcasts. You can even watch it live on the Patreon. Poseidon is online. He's ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. And if you go to linktree.com/IamPoseidon, you get all his links. He started a new Facebook page.
Yes.
And he needs followers because it just seems weird.
What's a new Facebook page?
It's just his Poseidon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so he can have
how many name. Followers do you have?
Six.
That is perfect.
He just started it.
I just started.
Nobody knows.
But it's perfect.
I didn't even follow him yet. I'm going to follow him now after the show. Now that I know.
So, I'm going to think about it.
That's under consideration. So thank you guys for checking us out. Tell your friends about this. But most importantly, go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.